Shalom Aleichem, Mishneh Yomi is continuing in the eighth and final chapter of Yuma, all about Yom Kippur, and this final chapter is about the practical considerations of not eating and drinking, etc. on Yom Kippur. We've just been discussing eating. Now Mishneh Dalit starts at Tinokot, the children, meaning legal minors. Ein me'onin otan, we do not make them fast, we do not afflict them at all. B'yom HaKippurim, on Yom Kippur. Aval, but mechanchinotam, you can do chinuch. Chinuch means education or preparation. Bartner explains, you're getting them used to the idea of fasting. Lifnei shana, lifnei shnatayim, 1 year or 2 years ahead of time. So for instance, for a boy who's bar mitzvah at 13, so maybe from age 12, from age 11 already, depending, Bartner says, on the koach of the child and the netiyah of the child, you know, if he's used to eating, you can sort of prepare him, bishvil shiyeh regilim b'mitzvah, so he'll be used to doing the mitzvah. When we prepare him, we don't mean you make him fast the whole day. The Bartner explains, you delay his time of breakfast. If we normally eat breakfast at 9 a.m., so maybe Yom Kippur, try to get him to push it till 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. We're not trying to make anyone suffer. We're just trying to get them used to the idea of reducing or delaying or not eating on Yom Kippur. Something interesting about this concept of delaying a meal is this is actually a modern, lahavdil, this is a modern idea of something called intermittent fasting, of not fasting an entire day, but just fasting maybe half the day or just skipping one meal, maybe skipping breakfast, and the first meal of the day is lunch, or maybe skipping dinner, and then you have breakfast the next day, no problem. And this is actually not a new idea. This is, in modern times, people are promoting this, but this is actually something that the Rambam talks about, is not eating your fill and not being in a rush to eat unless you really need it. I think it's brought down in one of these diet, there's a Jewish diet book. I think it's called The Life Transforming Diet or something like this, based on the Rambam. An idea of maybe you delay what you eat, you know, so you don't end up overeating. So maybe not just for the children. Great, let's go on the Mishnah. Hey, Ubara, a pregnant woman, Shehiricha, she smelled something very delicious, and now she has an incredible taiva, an incredible desire to have this food that she's smelled. So the Mishnah says, Machilinosa, we feed her this food. Ashetoshiv Nafsha, until her soul returns, meaning until her self-control returns, until she gains composure, because her desire to have this food has been sated. Now the Mishnah continues, generally, chola, somebody who is sick, they're not medically well, machilin oto, we can feed him al pi bakin, according to the experts. So if there's a doctor there who says, well, this person has a condition, maybe there's a blood sugar condition, a digestive condition, where they need to have a certain amount of food or a certain food, we would allow that based on the doctor's orders. Of course, in modern times, we consult the rabbi and we consult the doctor as well, so we really know what we're doing. If there's no expert there, machilinoto alpi atzmo, you can listen to the person himself who says, you know, I have a condition where I really need to have a certain food or I really need to have a certain amount of liquid, until he says enough. Now, the Bartner brings down from the Gemara is that we rely on experts, rely on the bikin, on the doctors, when the person says, you know, I think I'll be okay, I don't really know if I need to eat, I think I'll be okay, and if the doctor says, you know what, you should really eat something or drink something, then we'll listen to the doctor to override the chola himself. However, in a case where the chola himself says, I'm really sick, I really have a problem, I need to eat this, then that even overrides what the doctor says. That's what the Gemara explains based on this Mishnah. Again, we do not ever paskin based on the Mishnah. We don't ever paskin based on the Gemara. We consult our local halachic authorities about the practical ramifications and considerations of these shailas. So with that in mind, have a wonderful day and Zay Gezunt.